弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
祝大家感恩节快乐。
Happy Thanksgiving.
好像今天大家坐得不太均匀，这边这么拥挤，好像这边都没有人一样啊。
We're once again on Palestine on two sides.
Yeah, 希望大家这个周末都有很多的火鸡可以吃哈。
We hope you had a lot of turkeys over the weekend.
在开始之前呢，我们先要做一个简短的祷告哈。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
特别是在这个感恩的季节。
Especially during the season of giving thanks.
我们纪念到主你在我们当中所做的奇妙的工作。
Lord, we remember the wonderful things you've done in our midst.
为你的祝福，为你在我们当中所做的神迹奇事，我们来献上感恩。
For the blessings, for the miracles you've done for us, we give you thanks.
我们更将今天要传讲的信息仰望在你的恩手当中。
We also dedicate the sermon today in your good hands.
让我们所听所讲的都可以同感意领。
Move us with your Holy Spirit, both the preaching and the one who listens.
愿主的圣灵亲自的启示我们。
May your Holy Spirit reveal yourself to us.
使我们在这世上过一个圣洁、讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a godly life on earth.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那美国在2022年，它有一个统计。
In 2022, there was a statistics.
说有多少人会感觉到生活幸福？
How many people actually feel happy?
大家知道这个比例是多少？
Do you know the percentage?
38%。
38%.
所有的人都说，啊，这么低。
And people are surprised, like, that's so low.
今年呢也是专门有一个做这个调研的机构，就它有另外一个统计数字出来哈。
And then another institute had another statistics.
那么我们看了这个统计数字，我们就知道说为什么会这个38%这么低了哈。
And then we'll understand why it's the percentage so low.
这个统计数字说，美国有60%的人呢，觉得说呢，这个幸福呢，可以。是跟你的这个财富是有关系的哈。
Statistics shows that 60% of Americans feel happiness is related to the wealth.
那到底有多少钱你才能感觉到幸福呢？
So how much money do you have to own to feel happy?
说这个统计数字说呢，大概一年的年收入要284,000块。
280,000 of the yearly income.
这样的话呢，他才会觉得会比较幸福。
So that people can feel happy.
那我们知道，美国的平均的家庭的收入大概是75,000块啊。
You know the average family annual income is about 75,000.
我们知道这75,000块跟这个280,000。这个有太大的差距了。
That's a huge gap between 280,000.
这就是为什么很多人觉得他没有办法幸福。
That's why so many people feel like they are unhappy.
而且有些人说，那多少钱在你的银行账户上，你会觉得感到满足呢？
So the question is, how much money do you have to have in your bank account to feel happy?
120,000。
1.2 million.
这样的话，我想，哎呀，这真的不是很多人在银行上有120万的存款啊。
Not many people have 1.2 million.
所以你看，这个幸福真的是一个很可望而不可及的事情。
So happiness, everyone wants it, but only a few have it.
那大家知道，今年牧师师母每个星期都有为一个家庭特别的祷告。
You know, this year Becky and I has been praying for one family each week.
每一个星期为你们祷告的时候，都会祷告你们家庭幸福哈。
And each week we prayed focused on for your family to be happy.
那么我们知道这个世界上啊，这是没有一个完美的家庭哈。
We know that there is no perfect family.
所以中国有句俗话说嘛，叫家家有本难念的经。
Each family has its own trouble.
那么，所以呢，尽管这样，人们还是期望说可以家庭幸福。
Nonetheless, people all want to have a happy family.
所以今天我们就在这里来思想说，怎么样在这个不完美当中，我们依然可以找到真正的幸福。
So how can we find true happiness in an imperfect life?
所以我们今天讲到的题目就是家有愁烦。
Trouble is at home.
我们继续以撒家庭的这个故事的系列。
As we continue the series of Isaac.
那么作为信仰的第一家庭呢，我想这个以撒这个家庭也是同样有愁烦的事。
Isaac's family are the first family of faith, but they also faced troubles.
我们大概可以从这个故事当中找出五个愁烦的事情。
And we're going to go through five family troubles of Isaac.
我们想想怎么样在这些个愁烦之中，我们还可以过幸福的生活。
And let's see, amidst these troubles, how can we live a happy life?
我想这既是一门艺术，也更是一个信心之旅。
It is an art. It's also a journey of faith.
那希望我们在座的每一位呢，我们今天都可以学到啊这个幸福生活的诀窍。
And I hope everyone we can learn the secret of living a happy life.
好，我们所看的经文是在创世纪二十五章。
We're going to read the scripture in Genesis 25.
那今天我们会看几段的经文。
And today we have a couple scriptures.
那创世纪第二十五章二十节到二十八节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 20 to 28.
创世纪第二十五章二十节，以撒娶利百加为妻的时候正四十岁。利百加是巴旦亚兰地的亚兰人比土利的女儿，是亚兰人拉班的妹子。
Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian.
以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华。耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah his wife conceived.
孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？他就去求问耶和华。
But the children struggled together within her, and she said, If all is well, why am I like this? So she went to inquire of the Lord.
耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
And the Lord said to her, Two nations are in your womb, two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
生产的日期到了，腹中果然是双子。
So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫，就是有毛的意思。
And the first came out red, he was like a hairy garment all over, so they called him his name Esau.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各，就是抓住的意思。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正六十岁。
Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them.
所以我们看到这个经文，看到了以撒家庭所遇到的第一个愁烦。
So after reading this scripture, we learned that Isaac's family has this first trouble.
那第一个愁烦就是利百加不能够怀孕。
That Rebecca was not able to conceive.
以撒便为妻子怀孕的事情来祈求。
Isaac prayed for his wife's pregnancy.
我们要知道，以撒是按着神给他的应许去祈求的。
Isaac was praying according to God's promise.
因为神说，我将来要赐福你的后裔。
Because God promised, I will bless your descendants.
但是以撒发现自己没有后裔的时候，他就去跟神祈求。
But he has none, so he prayed.
那么二十一节告诉我们，神答应他的祷告。
Verse 21 said God granted his plea.
他的妻子怀孕了。
And his wife was pregnant.
但是我们直到了后面第二十六节才知道，这个祷告是花了二十年的时间。
But in verse 26, you realize that took him 20 years.
因为我们知道二十节讲以撒结婚的时候他是四十岁。
Verse 20, you know, Isaac married at 40.
那么他得子的时候是六十岁。
And he had sons at 60.
所以他们为这个祷告整整祷告了二十年之久。
It took them 20 years to see the to pray for this.
才看到了事情成就。
So that they saw this fulfilled.
所以我们可以看到以撒的信心呢是可见一斑的。
So Isaac's faith is great.
好，那第二个他们的仇反哈。
Their second family trouble.
那么也在这段经文中的第二十二节。
It's in verse 22.
讲到说他的两个孩子在肚中彼此相争。
The twins struggled in their mother's womb.
所以利百加怀孕的时候就非常的痛苦。
And this caused great distress to Rebecca.
于是他去求问神。
So her, she went to seek God.
神回答她的祷告是这里面是用四句诗来作答的啊。
And God's response was in four-line poem.
这四句诗讲了三件事情。
That revealed three things.
第一个，利百加怀的是双胞胎。
First, Rebecca carried twins.
你要知道那个时候没有 B 超的哈。
You know there is no ultrasound back then.
所以你不可能提前知道自己是怀的。二胎两个还是三个的
So you can't know if it's twins or triplets.
那么第二个呢他是双胞胎呢神跟他说是两个男孩。
Second thing is they were two boys.
而且呢将来这个两个男孩要成为两个民族。
They will become two nations.
那第三点就跟他说从小儿子出的民族要更壮大比那个大儿子出的民族怎么样要强大的多。
The younger son's descendants will be more prosperous and prevail over the older son's descendants.
你要知道这个是和当时的文化背景完全相反的。
That was just the opposite to the cultural custom.
因为以前的话都是这个长子啊来继承家业的。
Because the oldest son is the heir.
长子继承家业的话呢而且是要拿双份的。
He will have a double portion of the inheritance.
但是神这里讲到的却完全跟当时的习俗是相反的。
But the God's response is just the opposite to their culture.
所以二十四节，当孩子出生的时候，腹中果然是双子啊。
So when the boys were born, they were twins.
印证了神的预言。
Affirmed the prophecy.
先生的是大儿子以扫。
Esau is the firstborn.
我们看到这里描述他，他的名字就表明了他的性格啊。
His name symbolizes his character.
他喜欢在野外去打猎的那种生活。
He likes the outdoors.
那么后出生的呢是弟弟是雅各啊。
Jacob is the younger one.
他紧紧抓住了以扫的脚跟哈。
Took hold of Esau's heel.
所以就象征着他们之后怎么样彼此争斗的一个命运。
Symbolized their conflicts later.
你看，以撒祷告，他得到了上帝双倍的祝福。
So Isaac received a double blessing from God.
所以我们看到这里面以撒来面对这个家中愁烦的事情，他所处理的方法就是把这个愁烦。带到神的面前。
So the way Isaac handles the family trouble is to bring it before God.
所以上帝在主导这个家庭里面所有的事情。
So God is leading what is happening in this family.
所以这就是一个以上帝为核心的一个信仰的家庭。
That is a family who put God as their core.
所以父母啊，作为这个家庭的啊这个带头人呢。
So the parents as the head of the family,
我们就应该把家庭里面的烦恼、家庭方面的需要、我们的责任就要带到神的面前。
So it is your responsibility to bring your family's troubles before God.
要交在神的手里面。
Put them in His hands.
让耶稣真正成为这一家之主。
To allow Jesus to be the head of your family.
俄国有个大文豪叫托尔斯泰。
There was a Russian writer, Tolstoy.
他说了一个非常有名的话。
He said something like this.
他说幸福的家庭都是相似的。
All happy families are alike.
不幸的家庭各有各的不幸。
But the unhappy family is unhappy in its own way.
那么这个幸福家庭的相似到底在哪里呢？
So what are the similarities of the happy family?
就是他们愿意将他们的烦恼交托在神的手里面。
They are willing to entrust their troubles to God.
那么在这样的家庭里面，耶稣的爱必然会充满其中。
And the love of Jesus will be abound.
可惜啊，人们常常把财富跟幸福联系在一起。
Unfortunately, people often associate happiness with wealth.
你说财富跟幸福是不是有关系呢？
Are they related?
当然有关系。
Yes, of course.
就像我刚才讲的那个统计数字一样。
Just like the statistics I shared.
所以那些负责统计的财务专家就说，这个数字呢是有关系的。这个数字大概就是你每年大概要有75,000块钱的收入哈。
So it is related. You have to have about 75,000 annual income.
就是你基本的生活需要可以得到满足。
To meet your basic needs.
但是超过了这个数字，实际上就不一定是这样一一对应的关系了。
But beyond that point, it doesn't necessarily associate it.
所以我们华人来到海外，我们来打拼呢，为的就是什么？发家致富哈。
So the Chinese people come overseas to strive for becoming wealthy.
我们要追求一个幸福的生活。
And we pursue after happiness.
这个幸福的生活追求是没有错的哈。
And that is not wrong by itself.
但是如果在这个追求的过程中，我们忘记了敬虔哈。
But if we forget about be reverent,
那么就是幸福到手。你也没有办法享受。
Even if you have the happiness, you can't enjoy it.
我们当中是不是有很多人想着你哪一天可以中这个乐透奖的话，就把你所有的问题都解决了哈？
Have you ever thought about if you win the lottery, that will solve all your problems?
有没有人买乐透奖的哈？
Anyone purchase lottery?
你不买肯定中不了哈。
If you don't buy it, you won't win.
你买了也不一定会中。
You buy it, you not necessarily.
那个几率很低的。
The chances are low.
但是仍然有很多人去买哈。
A lot of people buy lotteries.
那么，据说呀，中乐透奖的人呢，你知道吗？大概70%的人几年之后都会破产。
But you know that according to the records, about 70% of people who win the lottery will go bankrupt in just a couple years.
因为他从来就没有过这么多钱。
They've never had such wealth before.
他就不知道怎么去管理这些钱。
They had no idea how to manage them.
所以最后呢，中乐透奖本来是好事，最后的家庭是搞得乱一塌糊涂啊。
So they always, just end up with a messed up family.
最明显的一个例子，这个人呢叫 Jack Whittaker 哈。
There's a guy called Jack Whittaker.
那么他呢是2002年中了乐透奖了。
He won the lottery in 2022.
那当时呢他中的是多少？是$3 billion。
$300 million.
Yeah, 这个英文就是转换一下是比较麻烦哈。那么$3 billion的话，在当时啊，那个乐透奖是最高的乐透奖。
That's the highest lottery.
所以他的这个出来之后的所有的报纸都登啊，新闻里都知道，所有的人，全国人都知道，全国的人民都知道他中乐透奖。
He hit the headlines of all newspaper and media.
其实他呢还不像其他的人突然间一夜暴富啊。
But he is not like become rich overnight.
因为他在之前呢，其实他已经是千万富翁了啊。
Because he is pretty rich before that.
他有一定的经济基础。
And he's already has wealth.
但是这笔钱到来啊，给他的家庭带来的不是什么幸福，反而是灾难啊。
But the lottery brought disaster, not blessing to his family.
他最喜欢的就是他的孙女啊。
He has a favorite granddaughter.
孙女那年呢是17岁。
And her granddaughter was 17 years old.
三亿美元怎么花呀？她就把一部分，其实不是很大的一部分，就是给了她的这个孙女。
So he gave a small portion of that $300 million to his granddaughter.
因为他最疼爱她嘛。
Because he loved her.
但事实证明，这个确实是害了他的孙女。
But it was proved to be a wrong move.
17岁，他怎么知道去处理这么多钱？
A 17-year-old doesn't know how to manage it.
他周围啊，就围了一大批的人，交了一大批的朋友。
So she surrounded herself with friends.
这些人全是冲着他的钱来的。
Who just went after her money.
那后来这个她这个孙女男朋友就是因为吸毒就死在她家里面啊。
And her boyfriend overdosed and died in her house.
后来她这个孙女没有几年就也是因为吸毒就啊就去世。
And her granddaughter passed away because of overdose as well.
所以从2002年到2020年她去世时为止哈，这中间他们家庭发生了一系列的事情。
So over the 20 years, a lot of misfortune happened to this family.
每件事情都跟他住乐透奖有关系。
All related to him winning the lottery.
所以2020年他去世的是72岁。
So when he passed away, he was 72.
到最后大家也不知道到底是什么原因他去世的。
And nobody knows what's the cause of his death.
你说这个幸福跟钱有没有关系呢？
Do you think happiness is related to wealth?
确实是有关系哈。
It is.
但是不一定说你钱越多你就会越幸福。
But they don't have a positive correlation.
但是幸福跟金钱却是息息相关。
Happiness is related to godliness.
所以我们看到以撒家庭的这个故事就发现，当他们在神面前金钱的时候就可以享受神的祝福。
When they seek God, for righteousness, they are able to enjoy the blessing.
可惜这个以撒呢，家庭后来却偏离了原先的轨道。
However, Isaac's family went astray,
从而导致这个家庭纷争不断。
And leading to a lot of conflicts.
他们家中人口不多，只有四口。
They only have 4 members in their family.
但是每个人都有自己的小算盘。
Each one had their own agenda.
每个人都在想自己的好处。
And they seek their own satisfaction.
本来兄弟二人之间已经有这个竞争的态势了。
So the two brothers are had a competitive stance.
那这个父母呢，也不能够因势利导。
The parents, they did not guide them.
反而卷入了其中。
But they got involved.
那最后呢，这个家庭就被无情的撕裂了。
So the family was torn apart.
所以这个值得我们注意哈。
It is noteworthy here.
在以撒的家庭里面，上帝的祝福是没有减少的。
God's blessing didn't diminish in Isaac's family.
只是生活在其中的人，他在挣扎。结果呢，这个祝福就在旁边，他们却没有办法去享受。
The blessings are there, but because they're struggling, so they can't enjoy the blessings.
这很多的时候就是我们现实生活的一个真实写照。
That is a real reflection of our lives.
好，我们再来看这个创世纪25章的这最后两节经文哈。
Let's look at the last two verse in Genesis chapter 25.
第27节讲到两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野，雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents.
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味，利百加却爱雅各。
And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
首先你看，这个问题就出现在父母身上。
So you see the issues originate from the parents.
以撒偏爱以扫
，Isaac favored Esau，
因为喜欢他的野味
，because he enjoyed the wild caught。
利百加喜欢雅各
，Rebecca favored Jacob。
这个圣经没有明确讲原因，我估计大概跟雅各常常在帐篷里待着，可以陪着母亲有关系哈。
The Bible didn't directly say why, but probably because he liked to spend time in the tent with his mom。
如果以撒是仅仅为满足自己的口福的话，
So Isaac seeks satisfaction in eating.
那么利百加就是为了儿子可以满足他情感上的需要。
So Rebecca seeks emotional fulfillment.
所以当父母偏心的时候，不但会影响孩子。
So when parents show favoritism, it affects their children.
其实也影响到夫妻关系。
It also affects their marriage.
夫妻不能同心是以撒家庭的第三个烦恼。
So this discord between the couple was the third family trouble.
当夫妻不能同心的时候，你没有办法享受神给你的祝福。
When they are not in one accord, they cannot enjoy God's blessing.
我们接下来再看以扫哈。
Now let's look at Esau.
我们来看创世纪第二十六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
我们来看三十四到三十五节。
Chapter 26, verse 34 to 35.
以扫四十岁的时候，娶了赫人比利的女儿尤迪。与赫人以伦的女儿巴什抹为妻。
When Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife Judith, the daughter of Pharaoh the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite.
他们常使以撒和利百加心里愁烦。
And they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebecca.
可能有人会觉得说，为什么会觉得愁烦呢？
Some might wondering why do they trouble them?
那我们知道哈，因为当时呢是这样子，亚伯拉罕家庭呢，他们是有这样的不能够娶本地的女子为妻。
Because in Abraham's family, they cannot marry pagans.
因为他们会把当地的这个信仰会带进这个家庭。
Because they will bring the local idols into their family.
那么亚伯拉罕的家族呢是信奉这个独一真神。
Abraham's family worshiped the only true God.
所以我们看到说，以扫娶了两位迦南的本地女子为妻。
So you see, Esau married two Canaanite women.
那么他的父亲也是四十岁娶妻的啊。
Esau married at 40, like his father.
但是我们看到第一节的二十节的经文就讲到说，以撒娶妻子是娶哪里？是从他的本族里面娶的利百加回来做妻子。
But Isaac married a woman from his own people.
那么以扫呢是在这个信仰上妥协哈。
But Esau made a compromise in faith.
这就是为什么以扫的这个婚姻呢，让他的父母非常的愁烦。
That's why Esau's marriage troubled his parents.
你看，这就是以撒家庭的第四个烦恼。
That is the fourth family issue.
那么以撒这个夫妇，除了这个第四个烦恼，还有第五个烦恼。
And there comes the fifth trouble.
这第五个烦恼就是他们兄弟二人反目为仇哈。
The brothers conflict.
因为他们为了长子的权利，为了争祝福的时候，这个彼此发生了争执哈。
And the compete for the blessings for the elder son.
那这个故事呢，我想我们今天不要讲，我们要等到讲到以后有机会的话，我们会讲到雅各的故事的时候才会讲到哈。
I won't go into the details about this story.
但是这兄弟二人呢，彼此相争就成了仇人。
But because the two brothers competition, they turned against each other as enemy.
所以雅各呢，不得不怎么样逃亡他乡。
So Jacob was sent away.
那么这个家庭就四分五裂了。
So the family was torn apart.
我们看到以撒跟利百加对待这后面三项家庭的烦恼的时候，他们基本上束手无策。
So Isaac and Rebecca, facing these three troubles, they had no solution.
这跟他们前面遇到烦恼，他把这个烦恼带到神面前来，是完全不一样的处理。
So they handled these three troubles very differently from previously, where they prayed earnestly before God.
这就是当我们遇到愁烦的事情，我们把这个事情抓在自己的手上的时候。
This is when you are facing your troubles, but you are holding them in your hands.
我们定义要满足自己。
And we are determined to satisfy our own desires.
我们没有去寻求神的心意的时候。
And ignoring what's God's will for this.
这个不但徒增烦恼，而且这个烦恼会给我们带来更多的麻烦，而到了一种无解的境地。
So that you have no solution for your troubles.
那么很多时候我们会像以扫一样哈。
And a lot of times we are just like Esau.
我们只求神的祝福，我们而不想要那个赐福的神。
We seek God's blessings, but we don't want the God Himself.
其实这是不可能的。
That is impossible.
因为现今时代，上帝所给人的祝福都在耶稣基督里面。
Because God's blessing is all found in Jesus Christ.
所以离开了耶稣基督的话，我们的幸福就好比昙花一现。
Our happiness is a vapor apart from Jesus.
所以。片面的去追求幸福呢，人只能让我们的欲望成为我们生命的主宰。
So if you just pursue happiness, that will make your desire to be the ruler of your life.
我以前在弗吉尼亚州读书的时候，我认识一对夫妻哈。
When I was in school in Virginia, I know a couple.
那么他们有一个男孩挺可爱的。
They had a son.
那当时我们都是读书嘛。生活都比较清苦一点。
We were all students, so we were not rich at all.
但是我们都非常幸福。
But we were all so happy.
没有其他的烦恼。
We have no troubles.
那后来呢，我想这个家庭在那个当地找了一个非常好的工作。
So this family found they found a really good job.
就在当地安顿下来，也买了房子。
So they settled, they bought a house.
你知道那个时候那个地方房子很便宜，$100,000就买一个很大的房子。
Just $100,000, they can buy a huge house.
是新的房子，这个家庭也很幸福。
And the family were very happy.
后来他太太也信了主，在教会里面。
And then later, his wife also become a believer and serve in the church.
但这个丈夫是坚决不信主的哈。
But the husband won't believe.
这个也。不经常去教会。
And he refused to go to church.
他的脾气比较暴躁一点。
And he was hot-tempered.
那么后来他的儿子长大了，上大学。
And later on, their son grew up and went to college.
其实也在当地一个很好的大学读书。
And he went to a good college locally.
那有一次呢，他儿子回家里面。
So the son came home one day.
因为什么事情呢？父子两个人发生口角。
And had an argument with his father.
于是呢，他就要动手打他的儿子。
So this father was so hot-tempered, he wants to become like physical attack his son.
我想他大概以前一直都是这样做的了哈。
I think he has been physically attacking his son.
但是他不想到儿子现在已经大了吧，那他也不听你的了哈。
But you know, your son has grown up. He's a grown-up man.
你也打不过他了哈。
You can't just physically beat him anymore.
结果他儿子一推他呢，他就把他推了很远哈。
So his son just pushed him really hard.
最后他就倒在地上，他的脑袋就撞到那个桌子的桌角上。
So his head hit the corner of the table.
所以送往医院治疗的时候就死掉了。
And he actually passed away on the way to the hospital.
所以他儿子因为过失杀人罪呢，也被判刑入狱哈。
And his son was sent to the prison as well.
所以是所以看到这个，我听到这个消息，我离开那个地方很久，后来听到这消息，我都觉得很难过了哈。
So I've left there for a long time, but when I heard this, it was so sad.
你本来都是生活都很安定很好的一个情况下，为什么会发生这些事情？
You were living a very happy life, but how come this unfortunate things happen?
所以这就告诉我们，幸福啊，不能是单单的跟财富有关系的哈。
That tells us that happiness is not just about wealth.
所以呢，人必须要心存敬畏，才能够享受神给我们的祝福。
You gotta have a reverent heart to God.
当我们面对家庭烦恼的时候。
So when we face troubles at home,
所以我们应该把这个烦恼带到神的面前来。
Bring it before God.
不过有人可能会说了， 带到神面前祷告，大概也好像没有什么用、啊、
Some may say, I did bring it to God, but it's not working.
那么很多时候我们在祷告的时候，我们是期待上帝帮我们把这个问题解决掉。
A lot of times when we pray, we hope that God will solve the problem for us.
如果每一次都像第一次这个的以撒家庭这个第一个的烦恼那样，他们一祷告，神就帮我们解决就好了。
And we hope that it will be like Isaac's first plead with God for his wife to be pregnant.
但我们知道那个祷告有什么呀？花了二十年的时间。
But you know that prayer took 20 years to be fulfilled.
而且很多的时候呢，人们期待着上帝能够改变整个的事情。
And a lot of times we hope God can miraculously change everything.
这种期待上帝去奇迹般的改变他人的命运的这种愿望，虽然美好，但是却是可望而不可及。
That expectation for God to change someone's destiny is not realistic.
因为我们不知道上帝在另外一个人身上的计划是什么。
You don't know what God's plans are for the other person.
那么其结果常常是我们期望越高啊，失望越多。
So you have high expectations and you get more disappointed.
其实不是说期待在祷告中期待着上帝怎么去改变别人，我们应该是做到上帝怎么样首先改变什么，改变我们自己。
So your prayer's goal should be how God can change you, not others.
这就是很多的时候我们在祷告的时候呢，这个烦恼啊，本来已经够烦的了，结果祷告越久啊，你心里更烦，烦上加烦，愁上加愁。
So that's why you feel like your troubles were added to more, When you pray,
现实生活中呢，我们常常被这些愁烦所淹没。
And we often feel overwhelmed by those troubles.
这个愁烦有可能是自己的病痛，有可能是家人的病痛。
It could be your illness or your family's.
有可能是为孩子们担忧。
Or it could be worries for your children.
也可能是配偶不如意等等。
Or your problem with your spouse.
总之有些事情是我们没有办法去改变的。
There are things we cannot change.
你别说你去改变，你后来发现你有一点点影响力就不错了，可能影响力都没有。
Even our influence on others are very limited.
特别是你祷告了很久，神也没有动静，你就觉得这个幸福啊，既遥远又渺茫。
Sometimes you pray for something for a long time and nothing changed. You feel like happiness is so far from you.
那么我们面对家庭的烦恼，难道就真的没有幸福了吗？
So, facing with the family troubles at home, is there a way out?
有人说有啊，可以借酒浇愁哈。
You may say, yeah, you can just drink.
所以我们要看这个，我们首先来看看到底幸福是什么。
First, let's see what is happiness.
有人说幸福是一种感受嘛。
Someone say happiness is a feeling.
那么是一种快乐的感觉。
It's a sense of joy.
如果幸福只是这样的话，大家就是，我想那个用毒品的人他最幸福。
If that's the case, even the drug users can be happy.
他就为什么他用了之后还要再用，他要常常有那种感受。
That's why they keep using it.
那也有人说幸福呢，就是你诸事顺利，然后你就怎么心花怒放啊，那你就幸福。
Others say if everything goes well, that will lead to happiness.
但是如果事过境迁呢，那么我们好像这幸福感马上也就跟着消失了啊。
However, when the situation changes, happiness will disappear.
那么幸福呢，确实是一种感受啊。
Happiness is indeed.
但是它必须来自我们对周围世界一个真实的体验。
But it must come from a genuine experience of the surrounding world.
那么在圣经里幸福是怎么讲的呢？
What the Bible talks about happiness.
大家记得耶稣在登山宝训里讲到什么什么人有福了，对不对？
In Matthew there's a beatitudes.
一共有八个福气啊。
There are 8 blessings.
所以幸福就是意味着一个至高无上的祝福。
So happiness means the supreme blessings.
所以这并不意味着我们没有尘世中的愁烦跟这个伤心的事情。
It doesn't mean you will never be sad or distressed.
不然这个世界上没有人会幸福了。
Otherwise, nobody can be happy.
那么 首先就是我们要感觉到我们至少是我们是个被爱的人。
Firstly, you need to know that you can feel being loved.
那么才能我们真正的有这种幸福感。
So that you are able to feel happy.
基督徒我们知道我们是蒙福的人。
You know, Christians are blessed.
所以上帝的爱时时的在我们周围。
And we are surrounded by God's love.
所以这是我们幸福生活的保障。
And that is the guarantee of our happy life.
很多的时候呢，但是我们是这样跟神去来讨价还价的。
A lot of times we argue with God in this way.
如果这个问题你不能解决的话，我就没有办法幸福。
If you don't solve my problem here, I cannot be happy.
所以很多的时候，我们就是僵在那里。
A lot of times we are stuck.
这个问题也解决不了。
We can't solve the problem.
你能不能感受幸福呢？
Can you feel the happiness?
我所知道的一个很著名的很好的这个基督徒的学者哈。
I know a very good Christian scholar.
那么他是大学的教授。
He is a professor.
不但学术成就很好。
Had a great academic achievements.
而且在基督教这方面也是著述丰很多的哈。
And a prolific writer.
那么他的烦恼就是他的儿子哈。
And his trouble is his son.
儿子就是不去工作哈。
And his son doesn't have a job.
每次他跟他儿子说你去找个工作哈。
Every time he tells him go find yourself a job.
他儿子说我上次出车祸，我这里疼那里疼，我不能工作。
And his son would find excuses like, I just had a car accident, I can't.
什么办法都试过了，都不管用哈。
He tried everything.
哎呀，烦恼哈，他也是非常烦恼。
That becomes his trouble.
所以他每个月，他儿子很大了，还要给他儿子钱哈。
So even when his son is a grown up, he has to give him allowance every month.
他确定说给他儿子钱要足够多。这样不然他儿子会变成这个无家可归者哈。
He want to make sure that he give him enough money so that his son won't be homeless.
同时他还不能给他太多哈。
But not too much.
所以呢他这个烦恼他就常常带到神的面前去祷告哈。
So he often bring this before God.
直到有一天神听这个祷告也听了很久了哈。
Until one day God have listened to his prayers.Or enough.
他觉得神给他的感动就是说，你是不是打算这个辈子都是为这个事情来愁烦呢？
He feel God prompted him, like, are you determined that you will be troubled by this all your life?
你在这世上的生活大概就这么几十年，还剩下的不多，也就还有一些，这个数是固定的。
You will live just a couple decades, and you have not much left.
那么如果你的儿子不改变他的生活方式，你就打算就是这样愁愁烦烦过你剩下的所有的日子吗？
If your son doesn't change, do you want to just live this way?
那么觉得他突然间有领受啊。
So he accepted that.
Yeah, 他觉得说他没有办法去改变他的儿子，但他可以改变他自己。
He can't change his son, but he can change himself.
Yeah, 他怎么样去面对这样一个状况，以什么样的态度去面对？
How he handled it, and with what kind of attitudes?
虽然他的儿子是他的至亲的，是他生活中非常重要的一部分。
Although he loved his son very much,
但是有一点，你的儿子并不是你生活的全部。
But the point is, your son is not your whole life.
所以我们心存敬虔，我们才可以享受神给我们的祝福。
You have to have a reverent heart for God to be able to enjoy happiness.
今天我们研读了以撒家庭的故事哈。
Today we studied the story of Isaac's family.
我们看到一个蒙福家庭的样式。
And we see a model of a blessed family.
所以一个幸福的家庭离不开上帝的祝福。
And a family's happiness is not, cannot be separate from God's blessing.
但是我们要享受神给我们的祝福，真的需要我们有颗敬虔的心哈。
But for us to be able to enjoy God's blessing, we have to be reverent.
我们不能专注于满足自己啊。
We cannot focus on satisfy our own desires.
如果只是每个人都想着满足自己的话，那个幸福到了你的身边，也会从你的身边走过了。
That way, the happiness will just pass from you.
生活都是有不完美的地方。
And our life are imperfect.
但是上帝无时无刻不用他的慈神爱所来拴着我们。
But God surrounded us with His love.
因此我没有理由不感到幸福。
That's why there is no reason for us not to feel happy.
不要让我们生活中愁烦的事遮蔽了我们的眼睛。
Just don't allow those worries to overshadow you.
弟兄姐妹，好像今天大家都有蛮多的愁烦哈。
I feel like you all are have some worries.
你今天早上有没有感觉到幸福？
Are you feeling happy this morning?
我如果问你有没有吃饭的话，有些人现在早餐都不吃，他也就不觉得有幸福了哈。
Maybe you skip your breakfast, and that you feel unhappy.
但你今天早上有喝水啊？
But did you drink water this morning?
哎，你就喝一杯白水，你有没有想到很幸福啊？
When you drink just a cup of water, are you feeling happy?
很少有人会喝一杯白水感到幸福的。为什么？
That's rare. Why?
其实我们真的是为喝一杯白水你要感到幸福。
You do need to appreciate just a cup of water.
因为这个世界上有26%的人，他们喝不到像我们今天喝到的这个水的质量。
There are 26% of the whole population on this earth who don't have access to clean water.
就说四个人中就有一个人喝不到干净的水。
One out of four people.They don't have drinking water.
那么46%的人，就是将近一半的人了，在这个世界上，没有办法用水可以保证他把身子清洁的做得干干净净，没有这个资源。
And 46% of the whole population on earth don't have access to water for shower.
我们当中有不少从天津来的，你知道，天津以前喝的是咸水，对不对？
If you're from Tianjin, you know that the water used to be salty.
因为没有水资源，那个水喝的水是海水的味道啊。
That's the flavor from the ocean.
所以你今天有喝一杯白水，早上你有没有感到说，我真幸福
？So do you appreciate when you drink just a cup of water?
何况我们不但喝的是白水哈。
And we're not only just drinking plain water.
有人喜欢喝咖啡。
You also have coffee.
有人呢要喝茶
，You also have tea。
有人要喝可乐
，Coke、
啊。有各种各样的，你是不是感到幸福
？Do you feel happy about it？
所以弟兄姐妹，心存敬畏，我们就可以享受神给我们的祝福。
Have a reverent heart to enjoy God's blessing。
让我们一起低头祷告
，Let's pray。
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们一切美好的福气。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for all the blessings from you.
让我们在世上的生活都心存敬虔。
Give us a reverent heart as we live on this earth.
知道说神你是赐福的神。
Knowing that you are the God who give all these blessings.
你给我们生命。
You give us our life.
保守我们平安。
And you keep us safe.
让我们在这世界上有活泼的盼望。
So that we have this living hope.
我们恭敬将今天所传讲的信息交托在你的恩手当中。
Once again, we dedicate this message to your hands.
愿每一位听到的都可以享受主你所赐给的美好祝福。
And I pray that you will, everyone who hears the message will be blessed by you yourself.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.